Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we're going to explore Facebook Reels. Yes, Facebook Reels. Facebook Audio Rooms for Groups, which is their Clubhouse alternative, and a lot more with Jason Goff. If you want to understand how to benefit from these Facebook changes, then be sure to stick around. We believe that with smart marketing, you can compete with the largest players in your industry. I'm Michael Stelzner. This is the Social Media Marketing Talk Show. Quick question for you. Is traveling to social media marketing world in sunny San Diego just not an option for you? Well, then we've got some great news for you. For the first time ever, we have a streaming ticket. You now can experience the great training that happens at this conference here in San Diego without the travel, live. And we've got early bird pricing going on right now. Grab your ticket at socialmediamarketing.world. And now for this week's special guest. We've got one of our own joining us today. Jason Goff is Social Media Examiner's social media manager. Welcome to the show, Jason. How are you doing today?
Hey, great, Mike. How are you?
I'm doing outstanding. So we've got a lot to talk about. And folks, we've been doing a lot of experimenting behind the scenes, which is what we do here at Social Media Examiner. You can almost say like we're making all the mistakes so you don't have to. And we're going to start with Reels. So many of you know what Reels are because of Instagram, but many of you probably have not yet made your own Reels on Facebook. Recently, Facebook has rolled out, at least in the United States, Reels. And a couple of quick factoids. First of all, you can share from Instagram directly to Facebook, right? Which is kind of cool. So that means when you just update your reel, you can, I guess, publish it in both places. But this is the cool part. And Jason, I haven't seen this yet. I wonder if you have, but you can also do reels exclusively inside of groups. So what Facebook is telling us is that creators and group members can create and share reels in groups to express themselves and engage in a more fun and visual way. Now, what that means to me is that it retains itself just inside of that group. And I think that's kind of interesting. And then they're saying for admins, they're rolling out a single theme group setting that makes it easy to prompt members to share their reels. And I don't know if that means share their reels into the groups or not, but I guess my first question for you, Jason, is have you seen reels in groups?
I have only seen the examples that Facebook has given to us to see, which is on one of their press articles.
Okay.
And it looks like it's just the manifestation of what we've seen, what they've promised for years that, hey, have a group and engage and get involved and get your community in there.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting because there's been these video rooms and groups for a while, which a lot of people aren't using. It'll be really interesting to see, especially in bigger groups, whether or not maybe people feel comfortable doing reels in groups. And even if those reels are only for that group, can they be shared outside of the group? All that fun stuff. Now, why are they doing this? Guess what? They're running out of ad inventory. So Facebook said that they're going to be testing full screen immersive ads between reels on Facebook to help small businesses and brands connect with new audiences in delightful ways. Now, that's kind of intriguing because that sounds like what TikTok has been doing for a while, which is basically make a reel and we'll turn it into an ad. That's my personal feeling. Now, first and foremost, let's talk a little bit because Jason and I have been experimenting today. If somebody wants to make a reel on their personal profile or on their Facebook page, what do they need to know, Jason?
Okay. So on your personal, and by the way, if you haven't done a reel, if you haven't done a TikTok at this point, this is a great entry point. Just dive in and do it. I went on my personal Facebook page today and or Facebook personal profile. And one day that button for reels was not there. The next day it went away. It came back. So it's kind of a whack-a-mole thing. I think it's there to stay now, but go ahead and dive in. Publish your first reel, and with what you're going to see, and I don't know if this is just because the app updated for me, but the Reels experience has gotten real, right? It's there right next to Stories. You don't necessarily have to do a reel for the first time in order for that feature to come. You probably just update your app, but go ahead, jump in. None of your friends are doing it yet. So this is your golden opportunity.
Yeah, and I'm looking at my Facebook app on the iOS on Apple, and right below where it says what's on your mind, I see a button that says Reel with a little red kind of thing on it. And then below that, I see the stories panel. And then right next to it, it says Reels. So it sounds like they're making it simple, really simple. You knew that was coming. What about pages though? So how do we do it if we're a page?
So same deal. Whereas on your personal profile, it's going to appear as a red icon. On your company page, it's gray, but it's there. It's there on the right-hand side. Go ahead. You'll see that I did this on the Social Media Examiner page. Now, we typically wouldn't do a reel where I'm just promoting something that's come up right away.
Right.
But go ahead and just do something so you can get that first one under your belt. But yeah, it's right there under your post.
And it's easy to do. You did it right within your phone, right? I mean, it was very simple, right?
It was minutes and it wasn't the best backdrop for me, but the green screen effect worked great. Yeah, Katie, you're exactly right.
Yeah,
Katie's our Reels expert.
Yeah, for those on the podcast side of things, Katie's saying super simple. You can definitely stand out by posting your Reels on your personal profile and page right now. And Jackie is saying that she's seen it inside of some of the groups that she manages. So that's super cool. All right. So there's more we're going to talk about outside of Reels, but go ahead, folks, just so you have some context. I've interviewed so many people about Instagram Reels, and what they tell me about Instagram Reels is it's about discoverability, right? So because the hope is that your Reels will show up to people you do not know, because if you're opening the app right now and you're seeing Reels, it stands out in your face. You're seeing Reels from people you don't know who they are. There are millions of views. If you're a marketer or a business owner and you can get that Reel to take off on Facebook, all of a sudden you're going to get in front of a new audience. And that is not possible with any other features in Facebook other than advertising. You post anything else on your Facebook page, there's no way that's going to be seen by anyone other than a small fragment of your fans. So the fact of the matter is that this makes possible a new discovery vehicle. And Facebook is heavily going towards this short form video because they're competing with TikTok. Now, moving into a different front, which is what we're really excited to talk about today, is that Facebook has rolled out live audio rooms for groups and for verified personalities. Now, I will tell you, I am a verified personality. I do not have it. I've got the blue check mark on Facebook, so it's still not open to everyone with the blue check mark, but it is generally open to all groups, okay? So a couple quick things before I let Jason chime in here. What I ended up doing was I ended up going into my groups and I noticed that there was a lot of groups that had it and some that didn't. And what I discovered, first of all, is that it's only available on mobile. And that's really the first most important part. And Jason, can you tell people how they can find it?
Yeah, so I have not seen it on my tablet. So you will need to be on your phone. Go to your group and then you'll see the rooms tab. And then you're going to tap on that and there'll be a blue button that says create room. The next option will be either if you have it. So I just spoke to somebody today who still doesn't have it. It'll give you the option of live audio or video.
Yeah. And if you only see video, then you know that that group does not have it, which is exactly what's been going on for some of the groups that we manage. Now, here's the cool thing. First of all, you can schedule these live audio rooms. Secondly, it's an exact clone of Clubhouse, it seems to me, or at least what Clubhouse used to be, which means you can invite speakers, you can mute, you can move people back into the audience. One of the cool features is it's got automatic captions built into it if you're in the audience, but we've noticed you don't see it when you're on the stage, right, Jason?
Right, and translate, Mike. Translate, it translates into your language.
Oh, I didn't notice that. That's so cool.
It's so cool.
Now, a couple other things is that it automatically turns into a recording when you're done with the room. It's just like a live video. You can choose to abandon it or you can save it. And Jason can talk about what that looks like and all that stuff in a second. Another cool thing is that you can literally surf the app while you're listening, right? So there's a little arrow in the upper left next to the live audio thing. You can minimize it and you can scroll through the app while you're listening, or you can put your phone in lock mode and put your headsets on and listen to it as if it's a podcast. So Jason and I have done some experiments, but let's start with what's your thoughts about this experience? The fact that it's available for groups right now is kind of exciting, isn't it?
Yeah, it's totally a new experience to be able to get your group in a more spontaneous. I am going to say, let's schedule them and prepare folks. But if it's something that, you know, hey, we've got some breaking news And let's talk about it a little bit later today, just to get that scheduled on the fly. You don't have to worry about, you know, what you look like. And it just drives that intimacy within your group. So it can be much more off the cuff. I know in our society group yesterday, we heard from some people who we haven't seen a lot of comments, but they're much more confident and feel so comfortable to be able to interact with us. And how cool is that, that you can, yeah, you might have been following a group for years, but never had that personal connection with the admin. So that interaction is something that I'm particularly excited about, because let's face it, we're all, you know, fans of some of these group leaders. And this is our opportunity to have that intimacy on Facebook.
A couple of things that are cool about it is it's like live video. You can give the thumbs up and the little, you know, picture pops up, kind of like, I think you can do the same thing on Instagram, right? Mm-hmm. Where it gets really interesting is I looked at the press release for this, and they were showing pictures of money being exchanged back and forth, which I thought was really interesting. Trying to pull it up right now as we're actually talking, but they were showing an example of a live room that looks a little different than what the experience is. They had a front row and followed by presenters functionality like Clubhouse, which we did not experience. And they also had the ability to give stars. And I believe, if I'm not mistaken, for certain creators on live video, you can buy these stars and you can gift these stars. And it sounds like this is coming to live audio, which I think is kind of interesting. They're showing an example, Amanda received your stars, and it shows a star with 100 and a bunch of stars flying up on the screen. The other cool stuff about this is I ran a test late in the evening, and then we ran a test yesterday afternoon. And a lot of people spend quite a bit of time with us. You guys were on there for like 36 minutes. I came in for like 15 minutes. It's got a little bit of like, what is this kind of feeling? Mm-hmm. And people can raise their hands just like they can on Clubhouse, and they can be invited up on the stage. When you're the host, you can move people back down to the audience. What else did we discover?
Well, you can just find out more about the person. You can click on their profile as you would on Clubhouse.
Right.
Now, Clubhouse was made for it, so you could see much more in their bio.
Right.
I'm calling it two parts Clubhouse, one part Spaces.
What's cool is you can schedule these in advance, right? Mm-hmm. So imagine if you have a group and you want to schedule a live interview. If you have like the kind of crazy equipment like I do, like a Rodecaster Pro, you can plug your phone into your Rodecaster Pro and use your really nice microphone like I'm using on your iPhone. This is all done on the iPhone. And by the way, you can also, you figured out when you scheduled, you can add a thumbnail to it. Is that right, Jason?
You can. Now, I have not seen the option where you can upload your own image, but they do have a really good selection of attractive covers.
Okay, I see. That's good to know, because I was wondering where you got that image from. So there's a series of images. And then here's the cool thing. When it's done, that's when people can comment. So there is no comment thread at all when you're live. This is really important for everyone to understand. So when you're live, the only option is to come up on the stage and talk or to give the thumbs up. When you're done is when the comment thread can happen, or before. That's been my understanding. Is that also yours?
Yes. So we've had a lot of interactions after the fact. Now, let me preface this by saying, if you're going to schedule the live audio room, you've got the event that is created instantly. It looks very similar to a Facebook group event. When the actual feed, the audio feed happens, that creates another post.
Oh, I see what it's just like Facebook Live.
The version that we did yesterday. Yes. So we have two posts. It's the feed, the room feed that you're going to see, where you're going to be able to comment even after the fact and go back and answer questions. So yeah, it's a lot like what a live video would be like.
Okay. A couple of quick questions. Chrissy is saying, is the live audio like Clubhouse and groups? 100% Chrissy. Mm-hmm. It's exactly what it is. And the question that came up yesterday is, if it's an open group, can you share it out? This part, we don't really know for sure. Another question is it iPhone only? I don't know. Is it, do you know?
I don't think it's exclusive to iPhone.
Yeah. You might have to update your Facebook app, mm-hmm. but I think this is a really cool feature and functionality. Okay. So let's now move on to podcasting. This is kind of exciting. Okay. So as a podcaster myself, this is one of my shows, and we have the other show. This is how it works. So Facebook rolled out podcasting a couple of months ago. They invited a select group in, but now everyone is in. So here's how it works. Okay. Basically on the desktop, if you have a podcast, you can go ahead and go to your Facebook page and you'll see the podcast thing on the left and you add in your RSS feed. It will send you an email verification code and then you activate your podcast. And all of a sudden, now your podcasts are being distributed on Facebook. You can add multiple shows. And the way you see it is if you go to, for example, Social Media Examiner on your phone on Facebook and scroll across, you'll see our two shows and it's audio only. And my understanding is they're eventually going to have like a discovery tab or something on the thing, but it's the same kind of underlying technology, right? This means you can close out of the app, you can listen to a podcast, and you don't need a special app at all to listen to the podcast, which I think is kind of cool. Now,
yeah.
I don't know if you have any other thoughts on that.
I just wanted to interject and, you know, don't go breaking my heart, Facebook, but somebody on one of the podcast episodes made the comment, I haven't seen you guys in a long time. Now, my heart is broken, but oh my goodness, somebody found us organically or rediscovered us organically.
Oh, since I added the show? Oh, wow.
Because of the podcast.
Yeah. And that's exciting. That is super exciting. And by the way, it's automatically updated. So you don't have to do anything. Once you set your RSS feed up, boom, it's just there and it's good to go. They've also announced Clips. Jason, why don't you describe what it is? I don't think we have access to it yet, but what's the concept?
For us, it's all theoretical at this point. But for those of us, for the social media managers who are, you know, heading into an app to get a podcast episode posted, you know, we'll do a 15-second clip. It looks like on Facebook, we're going to be able to take a clip and promote the podcast. And perhaps, this is what I'm hoping for, perhaps just a listener to a podcast can do it all within the Facebook interface as well. So I'm hoping that this takes audio content to the next level where we're able to interact with an audio clip of our choosing.
Yeah, I think that's cool. I mean, if we conceptually think about what Facebook is doing here, folks, remember for the longest time, Facebook said it's about meaningful engagement, right? Well, we all know that's out the window now, okay? Because you don't have meaningful engagement when you're listening to a podcast, right? It's passive media. They're also, Facebook's adding email, right? They've got their email solutions. They're doing all sorts of what I would call passive consumption media. Even the live audio is a passive consumption thing because most people will not be up on the stage. They'll be in the audience listening to whatever content that you're creating. So the good news here is that for those of us that are more long-form creators, there is going to be some interesting and fascinating opportunities here. All right, the next thing we're going to talk about is Facebook has shared how they distribute content on the platform. And they recently came out with some information about what they call their content distribution guidelines. Jason, you're more familiar with this than I am, so why don't you explain what the deal is here?
Okay, folks, we're on Facebook's platform, if you're on Facebook. We're going to need to play by their rules when it comes to becoming visible. We have seen this with the Social Media Examiner Facebook page, where we made a dramatic shift just a few months ago in the way we push content out. It's all centered around community, and that's what Facebook wants. Like it or not, we want to drive people to the website, sure, but Facebook wants you to interact inside the platform. So as a result, our engagement has gone up, our reach has gone up, and Facebook has given us the formula. And I'll post this. I'll actually do this on Facebook. I will post a comment and see what kind of reach it gets, but do interact with it. I'll provide the link in the comments. But they are saying they're just going to flat out suppress your posts if it does not meet their criteria. Some of the reasons they're giving is the way you respond to your audience. Like, are you listening to what they want? I don't know where the focus group came from, but they're saying this is what people want when they're on Facebook. So as a direct result of these focus groups, these emails, these complaints, they're saying, okay, this is the type of post that we're going to rain down the distribution on. The second is incentivizing creators to invest in high quality content. We've been preaching that message for years now. They want a particular quality of content. For those of us who have been buying Facebook ads, we've been doing that for almost a decade, right? Where they come in and make sure that, you know, your grammar is proper and so on. But then also fostering a safe community. And that can seem subjective, but I think it's the spirit of, hey, we're all in this together. We're all around this particular topic. Let's talk about that topic in a positive way that encourages people. I know for myself, when I'm interacting on a public Facebook page, especially, I don't want to be abused. I want to be encouraged. And whatever that algorithm is detecting in those comments, they are either pushing you down or lifting you up in your reach.
Folks, for the podcast listening audience, content distribution guidelines, just Google that and you will find it. For folks on the live stream, I did post it and it looks like it published it on Facebook and YouTube. I don't know if it did on LinkedIn. The key thing to keep in mind here is I know some of you are thinking, well, hey, you're already repressing. You know, like the truth of the matter is it's probably not going to get a lot better. It's going to get a lot worse, right? So here's how you have to think about this. The old way of publishing content on Facebook is to just link to your stuff and it's automated and forget about it. That's not working anymore. The new way to post on Facebook is to post questions, to actually have interaction with people, to have meaningful dialogue, or to produce content that's in line with what is popular on Facebook right now. Reels, audio rooms, .. right? So the pendulum is always swinging with Facebook. And the moral of the story is that we need to learn to change our ways because otherwise we're just not going to get any really engagement and interaction on Facebook. Now, because Instagram and Facebook are in so much change and because it's so difficult for us as marketers to understand what in the world do we need to do, this is exactly why Social Media Marketing World, our conference, exists. And I know so many of you might not be able to travel, and that's why we're super excited that we've got a live streaming option now. Super affordable. You get all the sessions. All you've got to do is go to socialmediamarketing.world. And if you decide to buy an all access ticket, you get the streaming ticket, you get the recordings, you get the whole shebang. But if you know you're not going to be able to travel, right now we've got a sale. It's a heck of a deal. It's only $297 and you can participate remotely. And by the way, folks, if you want to add another podcast to your listening lineup, be sure to listen to my social media marketing podcast, which drops every Thursday. And Jason, thank you so much for coming on the show today. Really appreciate your insights.
Thanks so much, Mike.
Until next time, may everybody be wise with their marketing decisions because this world, it's a-changing. See y'all next time.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.